And this is Nick Worrell with 24 Hours. Later in this edition, OPEC's new decision on oil production. Is it a compromise? And what role will Iraq play from the outside? Who will respond to Dr. Najibullah's overtures as Afghanistan invites new political parties to be formed? And the general election next month in Portugal. It could be the most important since the 1974 revolution. But first to China, where the country's leader, Deng Xiaoping, says Japan is entirely to blame for recent tensions between the two states. He said Japan has been pursuing policies which could jeopardize relations, policies later analyzed by Chinese officials as Japan's increased defense spending, investment in nationalist Taiwan, and Japan's large trade surplus. This atmosphere follows 2 days of ministerial talks in Peking, which were held to try to improve relations. I asked Michael Yehuda, a Far East specialist at the London School of Economics, to explain the background.
Well, the problems go back a long time because of...
John Eisenhower with our regular look at the issues and personalities in the news. Among the stories in this edition, can 7 days of crisis diplomacy save next week's EEC summit? And what has moved the permanent members of the United Nations Security Council finally to act on the Gulf War? With the agreement by President Chun Doo-hwan to hold talks with South Korea's main opposition leader, Mr. Kim Jong-sun, the way could now be opening for the start of genuine political dialogue and the reduction of the current tension in the country. But if the government is in the mood for compromise, what are the aims of the hitherto disparate opposition? Tudor Lomas put this question to Robert Archer of the Catholic Institute for International Relations.
First of all, the demand to meet the president.
And now welcome to 24 Hours. I'm Catherine Davis, and among the items in this edition, Mr. Schultz in Singapore, are the tensions between the United States and its Southeast Asian allies. Another electoral setback for the Indian Prime Minister, just how damaging is it? And a gloomy economic forecast for the industrialized world, can recession be avoided? But first to South Korea, where, as you may have heard in the news, anti-government demonstrations have continued, despite warnings by the authorities that stronger measures may be taken to curb the unrest. These latest protests were sparked off by the ruling Democratic Justice Party's decision some 10 days ago to nominate a former general, Ro Tae-woo, as its candidate to succeed President Chun Doo-hwan. The South Korean opposition claims that President Chun's refusal to make constitutional changes will enable Mr. Ro to win the election by undemocratic means. A short while ago, I spoke to the BBC's William Horsley on the line to Seoul. The promised clampdown has not so far materialized. Is President Chun backing down?
Well, it looks as though President Chun has decided that at this stage...
And our 24 Hours. I'm John Stone, and in today's edition, relief supplies arrive in the Jaffna Peninsula, and the latest revelations in the Iran-Contra hearings. But first, as you heard in the news, President Chun Doo-hwan of South Korea has finished having his first ever meeting with the leader of the country's main opposition party, Kim Jong-sam. Liz Mardle asked William Horsley in Seoul, what was the outcome of the meeting?
Well, this meeting was, of course, regarded by both sides as...
And now, 24 Hours. I'm George Eason, and in today's programme, is an end to the Gulf War one step closer? Is Turkey close to leaving NATO? And how long can Colonel North stay silent? As you heard in the news, Gaston Sigeur, the senior American State Department official responsible for East Asian affairs, has just arrived in the riot-torn city of Seoul. He's expected to meet President Chun Doo-hwan and his political opponents, and according to President Reagan's office, to indicate that the Americans would like to see a dialogue opened between them. Michael Vesti asked Selig Harrison, an American expert on South Korea.
And now 24 Hours. This is Elizabeth Francis with analysis of some of the storms on Sri Lanka. But first, the speech by the Soviet leader, Mr. Gorbachev, to the Communist Party's Central Committee, in which he once again showed his desire for reform and modernization in the Soviet economy, but giving a deadline of 3 years. He outlined a number of radical proposals, suggesting that for the first time since the 1920s, the consumer, or the market, should have a major influence on policy, and that there should be decentralization of economic planning and cutbacks in bureaucracy. Here to consider the speech is Neil Curry.
In his address, Mr. Gorbachev specifically attacked...